Perhaps you remember that. Perhaps you've even written down your motivations in a notebook. Today we're going to continue the process by distinguishing between the concepts of the task and the ego. In general, the idea of the task is related to all the motivations you have that are oriented toward you, such as wanting to progress, to do better than before, to act within your current capacity, or to accept defeat, or being unable to achieve what you want. The ego is related to all the motivations linked above all to the victory and to performance. It's the idea of wanting to win whatever the cost, to beat other people, or simply in relation to a goal you've set yourself. In each of us, in each sports person, the mind is more or less directed toward both the ego and the task. The two coexist. The key is to find a good balance. You'll be meditating in a seated position again today. Happy meditating. To begin, settle yourself in a calm space on a chair. Sit down with your feet flat on the floor, your hands on your thighs or your knees, and your back upright but not rigid. Close your eyes. You're going to inhale 3 times, very deeply, raising your shoulders as high as possible each time. Inhale, raising your shoulders. And exhale, gently relaxing your shoulders. Control the movement. A second time, inhale, raise your shoulders. Then exhale. A final time. Inhale. Exhale. For a few minutes, try to concentrate fully on the breath. Pay attention to the air that enters your nostrils and moves through your throat, entering your lungs, and finally into your stomach. Pay attention to the ebb and flow of the air in your body. Now, spend a few moments considering this quote from Teddy Riner. If you go out onto the tatami telling yourself you're better than the other person, you've already lost. What does this quote inspire in you? Allow the thoughts to appear without clinging on to them. Note the weight of your ego in the thoughts that appear as you consider this quote. Does this quote echo your own sporting practice? Does it make you picture your competitions, your matches, or even your training sessions? Sport is special in that at some time or another, during training and particularly during a competition, we find ourselves face to face with someone else. We are compared to others, to their level and their presumed superiority. Our ego can easily be placed in danger. We very quickly form an opinion about the level of the other person, and we estimate whether we're superior or inferior to them. It's our ego that's speaking. However, this doesn't mean anything. Do the quote-unquote best people always win? No, because there are many other parameters to take into account. Luck, injury, the weather conditions. In sport as in life, talent is one thing, but work is another. In a match, other than the inevitable influence of luck, the winner is above all the person who gives the best of themselves. The person who knows how to do better than before on the day of the competition. The person who isn't involved in a battle of egos. Motivations that center on the ego are always present. Very few top sports people have reached that level without wanting to be among the best one day. But the ego is particularly good at activating your defenses, and thus your stress level. The ego is the main source of stress in the sports person, whether professional or amateur. That's why I suggest you concentrate particularly on your task-based motivations. Keeping your eyes closed, try to visualize yourself when you were younger. Watch yourself play. Watch yourself run when you were young, and notice the progress you've made. Observe every detail of your technique, of your movements. congratulate yourself for the patience you've demonstrated. Congratulate yourself for your commitment and for taking your sport seriously. Look at your progress. Appreciate it. Recall, too, the matches, competitions, and even the training sessions during which you felt you were giving your best. Which sensations did you feel? Joy? Pride? Accomplishment? How did your body feel? What about your mind? And today, look at yourself. Look at your technique. Look at your body and ask yourself where you can still make progress. At the sound of the gong, start to open your eyes. Just like last time, I suggest you note down the elements you still have to work on. Concentrate on your progress and aim to do better than before. Train yourself physically, technically, and mentally to progress.